Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
Great morning this morning because two superstars with us, two amazing creators. It's been a week full of incredible artists. Mm-hmm. And two of them join us this morning, Ari Kruger and Jack Parrow. Hey.
How's that?
Guys, listen, first of all, thanks for braving the weather to be here. I know it's very nasty outside, so I really appreciate the time. But I'm so excited because Jack Parrow, this is not the first time you're in a movie, but this movie looks so cool. Written, co-written and directed, Ari, by you, The Shakedown. Mm. Who's now? Where, tell us more. Tell us more.
So The Shakedown, it's a crime comedy about a medical aid broker from Cape Town who's a pillar of his community. Who
Not me. I'm not the medical aid broker.
We couldn't. Unfortunately, Zander didn't. Yeah, he wasn't right for that role. Yeah. But, you know, he's having an affair with his physiotherapist.
Ooh.
And then she decides to extort him. And when that happens, he goes to his brother, who's part of the underworld, to help him make the problem go away, commas.
Yeah.
And then things just kind of get very out of hand and chaotic from there, and suddenly this very well-to-do guy gets kind of pulled into, you know, a dangerous world of comedy of errors.
Yeah.
Underworld.
And I'm like, obviously, one of the comedy of errors. I'm like the henchman, but yeah. That gets kind of hired to kind of make the problem go away, but we're only supposed to kind of threaten her, but it goes into our whole story from there. Yeah. So it's and me and David Isaacs are like these two like henchmen that kind of go in and threaten her. Mm. Yeah.
David's also, I'm looking at the cast, and the cast is such a stellar cast, and you got some of the greatest people, you know, and it's almost like, I look at, this is like the South African comedy, the Tarantino version of, because the kind of characters that you've selected to play this are very like select in terms of how you've cast, and obviously you were a major part in casting who you wanted for the specific roles that you had written in The Shakedown, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, Ari phoned me, sorry, just before you got, did I? I wanted to say as well, you know, from my side, you know, Ari is really an incredible director, and he's done, he did Afrikaansers Do It, a music video for me, he did Tema van jou lied, and I was burnt on the first movie I did because I was thrown into the deep end with no one, even I didn't really know the director, I didn't know anyone on it, so I kind of was like, I'm never doing this again, I'm done with it, and Ari phoned me and was like, listen here, I've got this role, I think you're going to be perfect for it. And I was like, bro, I don't know if I can do this. It was like a really bad experience. And then I even came in on the first, and then he convinced me, obviously, because I do love him very much, and I know, I trust in he can direct. He can direct it really well and can get it done. And he was like, just kind of gave me the confidence. And then on the day, even the first day, like if from my side, if I watch those first scenes, I'll know how nervous I was. So like, but then everyone on the set, all the crew, all the actors, and especially Ari, it was just incredible. Just kind of got me on such a kind of a vibe to do this and gave me the confidence back to kind of do this. And after that, now I've done one or two other things and from the confidence I got from that, because I was really like, I was never going to do it again. I was over it. And now I will never do anything with anyone else. Yeah. I'm like, done.
That's what I was hoping you'd say, Zander. I'm going to reboot your acting career, then you can only work with me in the future.
I don't know about a reboot, but a boot.
Yeah. So again, you've got a vision for what you see and you've written it. So you know who you want to play these characters in there. And you've chosen them, and then to approach them, and when you hear like Xander say things to you like, I didn't want to ever do acting again, to try and convince them and go, listen, trust me with this project. When you, we'll go through the process of the character, this is who you are and how we're going to do it, but then to coach them in terms of somebody who doesn't act for a living, who's more at home with a microphone entertaining people in another art form. Was that the case for the whole cast, that personal touch in terms of the phone up, this is my vision, this is where we're going with it?
No, not really. When it comes to casting, it's always a very difficult process because you're trying to find the best people for the role.
Sure.
Some of the roles I had people in mind for, and actors, I just approached them directly and said, hey, here's this film. I think you'd be perfect for it.
Yeah.
But everyone had to audition because it was an Amazon project, and they obviously had to see all the tapes and approve the cast. I'd say the only person I really had to convince was my wife, Julia. She was the hardest one to convince, I think, because everyone knows her.
Well,
she's very busy. Everyone knows her as playing these bigger, bolder characters like Talia and Suzelle. And this was a much more grounded, kind of more grounded and more of a natural performance, which I think just was a bit out of her her comfort zone. But she's amazing in the movie, and actually think audiences will enjoy seeing like this different side of her. And then, we really cast the net wide, and especially for our lead role, it's very hard to find a leading man who's an excellent actor, but he's also very funny.
Absolutely.
And Carl Bjerkes ticked all those boxes, and it was just so awesome that we could bring him down, and that Amazon actually supported the decision to bring him down from LA. And have him here for the film.
Fancy, very fancy.
We got more.
I only had
about.
To come from Paris.
And I'm watching the trailer. It's out here now. The Shakedown. Go and have a look at the trailer. It will stream on Amazon Prime. Now I want to know. And Jack Parra is here. How involved were Amazon? And I know you mentioned that they had to be a part of the creative process. Did they interfere with your project at all? Did they come along and go, this needs to be changed, this is what we'd like to see like different?
They definitely weighed in creatively with notes, but I wouldn't see it as an interference. It was the whole spirit of the production was very encouraging and supportive, so I actually welcomed any feedback that that they would give us. And we worked very closely with the commissioning editor, who we really liked and enjoyed working with. That she gave us valuable notes on the script, and then through the edit process, they weigh in on the edit. So they're there really as like a guiding force and a creative kind of partner in the project.
Who has seen the finished product? Has the whole cast seen it? Have you guys had a screening together?
No, we've got a screening happening next week.
Wow.
Which is the first time the cast and the crew are going to watch the film.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything. The only thing I did, I had to do like one or two voiceovers. I just saw a little part, and that's it. And the trailer, obviously.
Yeah. So no one's really seen it. So next week we're going to have a big screening, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
And the other nice part of it is locations. We've really showcased a lot of Cape Town again, and it's something that's quite cool with the production work that you're involved in. And is that normally you showcase pretty well the area. It does become, the landscape does become a part of the plot. It becomes a part of what you're putting together. And this is very much evident in the Shakedown as well.
Absolutely, yeah. We do like to show Cape Town. People like seeing Cape Town.
Yes.
In our Tully series, I think what people really loved about season 1 and 2 was just the whole Cape Town aspect, and especially Sea Point and Fresnay specifically.
Sure.
I seem to always want to shoot in Fresnay. I'm not sure why, because also the most expensive locations.
Shoot,
I mean, you don't get a more expensive location for a house. My next movie is also set in Fresnay. So it's actually just called Fresnay.
Fresnay.
Yeah, Fresnay. But especially a global audience love seeing Cape Town, and because it's such a cosmopolitan city. How can you not? Can you not show it off?
And thank you so much for also showing us that we don't want to be in Johannesburg with Tully.
Right, other side of the court.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we tried it. I don't know if it was received as enthusiastically. But if we do more Tully, I think we'll bring her back to Cape Town or maybe Australia.
Loved her.
Both of you are busy outside of this project as well. And I know we're yet to promote this, and I want to talk about this alone. But I know that I look forward to not only this project, but obviously you've been busy with studio work. There's music. It's your life. It's what you do. There's talk about new material.
Yeah, I just finished some features. I've got some stuff. I did like quite a few features on some tracks that are coming out soon. I'm always working. It's like it's like a constant process. So I was in studio with Loki Rothman working on some stuff. But other than that, just always touring and always going on.
Absolutely.
I'm always on a bit of a mission, and it's like music in South Africa is obviously like a constant hustle.
Sure.
It's always on a mission. So, and then I'm building up a big thing is like, that I'm doing is Parafest again in the Netherlands next year. That's a big build up, yeah.
What I didn't like is Bulville hijacking your hat. So people at Bulville, did you know this? Did you see what the what?
Yeah,
the
they sent me one. They sent me one, but you know, my lawyers said, no, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Sue.
No, I mean, I'm from someone did actually tell me that, but I'm like, but I mean, I'm from there. Anything I can help to promote it and exactly. and make it even
better
if it's
again.
Like yeah, even if it's like a side promotion, it's still I'm happy to be part of it. The mayor is so cool, old Jordan Lewis, like rocking
Absolutely.
It, and it's been on a lot of people. I've seen a lot of people post it. Mm-hmm. I must still post my one, but I've reposted a lot of them. Yeah, but it's so
cool.
Lekker. It's a lekker one. I mean, I think this is pretty much. I'm 100% sure this is even made in the same factory that makes my ones. <yeah. laughs>
But it's actually great. It's more of a compliment to you.
Yeah, no, definitely that I'm so part of Bellville. Yeah,
you know?
I mean, 100%. I feel honored to be seen as one of. The northern suburb representatives.
Yeah. And Ryan loves it, by the way.
I love like it. You know, Ari, listen, I know you're busy as well. Let's quickly, the date is the 8th of August, I'm right in saying it streams via Amazon Prime. You'll want to get Amazon Prime if you don't have it, ladies and gents, because it is worth this alone to take the subscription out to go and see this. The movie is called The Shakedown. It hits Amazon Prime 8th of August. The trailer is now available. I see Sketchbook's the only place. I don't know who Sketchbook is, but they're the only place that's released the...
Sketchbook Studios is my production company that Julia and I own together.
Awesome. Got
but
you.
The trailer is also available on Amazon Prime's YouTube channel and
okay.
on Instagram.
Got you. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Love it, guys. All the best for the film. I can't wait to see it. Ari, lekker having you in studio. Thanks for coming to join us this morning.
Pleasure.
And may this be the first... Well, it's not the first, really, because you've done plenty of
yes.
them. But may this be add to the success that that your portfolio has. And yes to many, many more in
Thanks
the future.
So much. Thank
Ari Kruger, Jack Parrow. Thank
Donkey.
You very much.
Any house.
The Shakedown, 8 August, streams on Amazon Prime.
I like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.